The following is a maybe an explanation of where we've come to, in my opinion, in the festival program. As everyone knows, the festival program began a long time ago in 1987. It began with a very small, humble beginning, and what was actually a great struggle. In the beginning, there was me and Giridhari, and we basically relied upon the participation of the temples if they would get involved in doing festivals around England. The festival program has grown up organically and has always been a great struggle because there has been no support system. One of the major problems with the festival program is that it's always relied upon one or two people to try to manage the affairs. It's a very complex program, dependent upon so many different ingredients in order to make it successful. The complications of managing such a program, I feel, are not understood by many of the devotees who are even on the program. The complexity of a program such as the festival program is that there is no consistent consistent aspect, and generally speaking there's a tendency to kind of come together whenever there's an occasion such as a festival or a tour of Africa or a summer tour in England. The big problem with organizing the devotees within a program is that in between festivals, devotees are pretty much left up to their own devices. And even during festivals, a lot of occasions, devotees are left up to their own devices. Now, there's a tremendous amount of trust needed when you have a group of people. For all the people to be equally sharing the responsibility of the program, there's a tremendous amount of trust. There's a great deal of facility for people to become distracted, to become lazy, to simply take advantage of facilities that are already existing, either through the hard work of other devotees or just through sheer circumstances. Now what I feel is that over many, many years, various people have been involved with the festival program. And it's generally understood that during times of festivals, during summer tours, Glastonbury, etc., that devotees do participate quite vigorously. And generally, there's not much so much problem. The problem areas have come in the sense that Birmingham has become basically a hangout. The big problem with Birmingham is that it's not really a temple as such. It's become very easy to stay there, and the rent is paid pretty much. Food seems to be there, and central heating, etc. The amount of preaching that goes on in Birmingham is very questionable. The amount of collecting that goes on in Birmingham is very questionable. The amount of strict sadhana that goes on is somewhat questionable as well. Now, over the years, like any program, there sets in a certain amount of stagnation. As Prabhupada says, familiarity breeds contempt. There also sets in a certain amount of conflict and negative energies. One of the things which the festival program has done since 1995 is to continually do tours in Africa. These tours in Africa have been up and down. Sometimes they've been good, very good, and sometimes mediocre to bad. Now, generally speaking, the only person who has a full remembrance of the festival program over many years since it began is myself and Giri. And I've obviously had to assess all the time what is the priorities and what is the actual function, what's the goals of the festival program. One of the major things which I've noticed is that there's no proper management. There's no middle management. Giri has tried his best to get involved with management, and as many of us know, we've all had our particular stint of management with Dame Street in Dublin, with various types of mini projects or whatever. We've all taken on certain responsibilities. There is no one person who commands the respect of all the festival devotees. And either is there any person who actually is able to motivate and stimulate these different types of devotees. An added complication has come into the festival program, and that is many, many years there was only one woman involved, and that was Mother Vrinda. Now there's been different Matajis involved. The complication comes in is that there's been a noticeable change in atmosphere. And this is inevitable. It's part of the dynamics, if you like, of the mixing of male-female devotees. One of the big worrying aspects has been that there seems to have set in a certain amount of frivolity. The last tour of Africa was very mixed up. I mean, there were some very good high points, but there was an awful lot of complicated relationships. For a couple of tours, there's been a sort of complicated mess. A lot of that is created by certain cliques that seem to form. Certain people befriend other people, and there seems to develop certain us and them thing. It's, I suppose, natural. But a major content of this has been the mix-up of African devotees and Western devotees. And of course, one of the worrying factors has been that the African devotees take full opportunity of any weakness which is demonstrated by Western devotees. It's also important to understand that the Indian community are not tolerant of behavior of ISKCON devotees, and in many occasions are very critical. They see that if the devotees are, if you like, so audacious to go around preaching, then at least they should set a perfect example. There hasn't been that perfect example, and there's been, in the last tour, everyone's aware who was on the tour, an awful lot of sort of goofing around and frivolity, an awful lot of mixing. Unnecessarily mixing between male and females. This is a worrying, very worrying aspect for me, because I feel the integrity of the festival program has been compromised. I think when we look at that aspect, along with the aspect that the support given by various devotees towards the festival program in many areas is very weak. There's no particular urgency for anyone to collect Lakshmi to help the program. Many occasions there's one or two devotees who collect most of the funds. And due to the fact that there's no strong management, especially middle management, there just seems to be an awful lot of facility for people to kind of just space out in the name of being festival devotees. This is also prominent in the manor, where devotees stay at the manor, or they visit the manor, occasionally visit the manor. And naturally people wonder, well, what do these people really do? One Sankirtan devotee, Jan, he said to me, I'm always amazed at how easygoing your devotees have as far as collecting goes and as far as distributing Prabhupada literature or whatever. They seem to have a very easy ride. There doesn't seem to be any urgency or emphasis on them actually collecting or distributing any of Prabhupada's books, which I couldn't argue with. There is actually a very relaxed atmosphere towards Lakshmi, and it's generally assumed that there'll always be something in the kitty, even if it's only the last few bob. Now, for many, well, at least the last couple of years, I've been thinking about the fact that the that sort of program needs restructuring. I feel that without the proper management structure, without the proper management system, it's become a bit farcical. And I think what we're breathing is a certain amount of lethargy and a certain amount of complacency, a certain amount of frivolity. I see also a worrying mixing of various devotees who are male and female. There's a lot of different types of unnecessary gossip going on. And there's also this tendency, or it's cliquing. I don't know if that's the right word, cliquing, but to become cliquey. Things have come to a head anyway, and basically my conclusion is that the whole thing needs an overhaul. It's 13 years now, and I don't think it's such a bad thing to step back and look at the whole thing very, very carefully if we want to go on any further. I mean, if we just want to drift into oblivion, then maybe introspection is not required. But my idea is, in whatever shape or form, to carry on a preaching program for Srila Prabhupada. In Africa, there's a complicated program of restaurant, farm, school, and generally training of the devotees, which requires an enormous amount of help. If it's interesting to note that there's practically no Western devotee, at least on the festival program, who wants to take up any kind of full-time commitment there, which I understand. I don't expect that people will be naturally attracted to live in Kampala or Dar es Salaam. But at the same time, all of these factors put an awful lot of stress on my situation, because naturally, for things to work out, someone has to take the reins or take the responsibility of making the program succeed. Now, I feel that Giridhari Prabhu has, you know, there's no question, has served tremendously on the festival program and has excelled himself as a dedicated devotee of the festival program. But I think also his health is deteriorating, and I think also with the accident or the attack he had in Kampala, that he needs a good long time to recover fully. I also don't think that it's appropriate for him to manage young devotees or different types of devotees on an ongoing basis. I think that generally the best way the Giri works is when there is a particular project like the summer tour or Glastonbury, whatever, and he takes up his responsibilities. But in many ways, both myself and Giri are basically a little tired. I'm also tired of the constant demand and struggle on my time and energy to try to do things which, in many occasions, I feel could be shared by other devotees, but they're not. But then when I look around and feel who's willing to take responsibility for things, I must admit I have to search quite a bit in my heart to feel that this person's going to be able to deliver the goods, so to speak, or actually take up a responsibility and make it work. Another factor involved is the fact that devotees are many occasions bewildered about their ashram. They're not sure whether they're householders, whether they're bachelors, or if they should go into white, or if they're in white, whether they should get married, and when, and who, and how. There's also, of course, we know, in the case of single Matajis, problems with them getting married as well. And generally, I think that if you look at all the devotees right now who are, let's say, festival devotees, you'll find that at least, you know, the good majority of them are getting ready for married life, which is quite natural. The problem that actually presents is that if they do all get married, then they'll have to separate themselves, at least financially and physically probably, from the festival program's brahmachari side, or temple side, or brahmacharini side. So this creates another situation, and that is that the program is extending itself outward to become a congregational type of program. The support system at the moment, which seems to have helped tremendously this year, is the Pandavasenas and devotees who are in the congregation who've taken up responsibilities and try to help in whatever way they can. This has been a great assistance with trying to achieve certain goals. Another complicated problem is the fact that I have to prepare myself for renunciation, for sannyas, and I feel my studying has suffered, I feel my sadhana, although, you know, it's there, it's not as good as it could be, obviously, and it's pretty scatty. Now, on top of this complication is the fact that I also am getting older, and I have technically been preaching since 1970, and I need to focus myself more. So I don't think I can put in the time and energy to look after the individual technical problems of each devotee and each situation. Kampala, as we all know, is now opening a restaurant, which is going to be very demanding. It's also, hopefully with this project Future Hope, we're going to be able to do something substantial there. Although it may not be everyone's cup of tea, as they say, but it's certainly something that I have to, it's a responsibility I have to fulfill. That responsibility alone will take up, at the moment anyway, an enormous amount of my time and energy. With the pressure of Kampala and East Africa in general, and with the financial pressure of making sure funds are always there, with the pressure of looking after the equipment, the vehicles, with the pressure of trying to find a base and trying to organize things within the festival program, I feel that it's a quite enormous burden on me. Now, one of my aspirations has been to try and get some determined help. And many of the older devotees on the festival program, although they have performed tremendous service in the past, there's no question, and have exemplified themselves by great dedication, etc. I think now, because of the confusion of ashram, these devotees cannot be really pressurized into taking too much responsibility in these areas. So in one sense, I have to almost let the, as they say, the cards fall where they fall. In view of this, my conclusion has been that there should be at least a temporary suspension of the festival program in the UK, as it will be a natural occurrence anyway, because I don't think we can do anything now till the next summer tour. And what I want to try and address is by, if you like, revamping the program, I want to try and address some of the problems which are definitely causing disturbance within the program, and there's some of the problems which are niggling me quite a lot, and I think if they're not resolved, they'll come to some sort of strange conclusion. So my idea is that I want to, if you like, I'd like every devotee to really become aware, even if I have to use some shock tactics, they have to become aware of what their actual involvement with the festival program is, and what is their commitment, what is their long term, at least over the next few years, what is their actual plans, aspirations, vision, etc., etc. So there's one way I've concluded of doing this, and that is that every devotee should resign and whatever capacity they are in the festival program. And then I think we should individually, one by one, reassess how that person should be reconnected with the festival program. This will help an awful lot to actually identify problem areas that can be resolved. It's not as callous or vicious as it seems. It's simply a fact that the festival program is pretty much hanging in there on a thread. But Giri out of the way, it could easily crumble in some areas, and it may become strong in others, I don't know, but
What I do know is that it needs a complete overhaul, and that's what I intend to do. So I'm therefore requesting that devotees take it that they've been asked to basically reassess the situation. The word resignation can be used with the idea of reassigning themselves according to very clear, written, defined participation. Of course, one of the things which I'll be looking at in this exercise is also to ascertain the practical commitments of devotees, financial commitments, how they're going to look after themselves. I want to get away from this dependency mode, or this artificial dependency on other people's mercy, artificial dependency on the institution, when in many occasions it seems to create a sort of lethargy and just basically a non-productive situation. So, to bring everything to a point, my idea is that after the Africa tour, devotees are disbanded, and then we will reassess things over a few months, which will be March, April, May. We may again kick off in June if factors come in together. We'll definitely still continue to do Glastonbury and these things, but how exactly programs will evolve will depend upon very firm written contracts of commitment from devotees. If devotees want to move on and settle down in other areas, and they want to establish themselves in other areas or whatever, now is the time to come clean. There'll also be, if you like, introspection or internal inquiry into how we relate with each other. And I think that this would be an ongoing one-to-one assessment of what is the way forward in this regards. It may be during this restructuring of the festival program that some devotees may feel hard done by. But I would ask everyone to look into their heart and just see some of the mess that the festival program is in. At least be honest. We should be honest as to what is the reality of the individuals. We can all assess ourselves, hopefully better than others. But at least we should look at ourselves and see where we've contributed to what is really a deterioration in the standards of the festival program. I find that when things deteriorate, when people join a program which is deteriorating, it actually adds to the deterioration of the program. So it's not really a way forward. If anyone wants to discuss these things with me, I'm always available as much as I can be, and I'm open to discussion. In the meantime, we could have an email type conference or discussion where we can reestablish things from there. Thank you.